Hey everybody, happy Sunday. Jeff Prather with the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, ex-DIA branch chief, that's Defense Intelligence Agency, ex-Special Operations Soldier, ex-DEA Special Agent, that's Drug Enforcement Administration, Federal Firearms Instructor, Martial Arts Master, been in martial arts for 53 years now, I think, and my dojo's in its 30th year, and now I'm your intelligence officer here on KVOI.com, AM 1030, The Voice, trusted news and talk, telling you what the deep state doesn't want you to know. And what the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me about a decade ago. So that's how I'm able to predict what they're going to do next. But they're not really after me or Trump. They're really after you. Trump, after all, is the representative of us. He just said that in a speech and was kind of the Tea Party. So I was the DEA special agent that exposed the DEA running drugs into America for Fast and Furious guns going south. Yes, you've heard about Fast and Furious, not the movie. I hate it when people say that to me. The incident that killed Brian Terry and Jaime Zapata in Mexico and hundreds of innocent Mexican citizens as well, and those guns are still out there. So the DEA, Deep State, DOJ, faked an investigation against me, just like they faked an investigation against Trump. They faked a phony report just against me, like they faked a phony report against Trump. Then they leaked it, just like they leaked it with Trump. They leaked it against me to discredit me. So this is the template that they use all the times. And I was never... Even though I had the intelligence committee and the DOJ coming after me, and last year I had the local government coming after me, I've never been convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. But what has happened is the process has become the punishment, because they got lawyers and everything on staff. And, you know, we have to pay this out of our own pocket. So that's what they do now. They just keep throwing stuff up, and that's what they're doing now. But until Trump, nobody took on the deep state, and until me, nobody exposed them. Now, together, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. And... shout out to Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, my first and most loyal and most passionate sponsor. And he has Tech Tip 345, brakes, 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 which makes me think of my TVOC days, Tactical Vehicular Operations courses. So, yes, I got paid to go to government schools where I got to wreck, race, and ram cars. At the end of the day, they'd haul them away. And I've actually taught those. I'm probably going to be teaching one in a couple months here at Warrior School if you're interested. But Perfection Auto Works can keep your car happy and healthy with their free 26-point inspection. They check the entire brake system, and there's nothing more important than brakes. When you're doing J-turns or we don't really do bootleg turns anymore. We do high-speed backing because the J-turns you see in the movie are too slow and hard to do, and you can't do them with a higher vehicle and an armored vehicle. But when you're skidding, you're not really in control of the car. And if you're on a variable surface. So there's a big difference between tactical vehicular operation and race car driving. But anyway, checking the condition of the fluid, checking the runout on the rotors, the brake pad thickness, and even pulling the rear drums and checking the brake shoes and drum thickness, not guessing about it. That's really, really important. And you may not be doing tactical vehicular operations like I've done and ramming and pitting. Pitting is, you know, they always do this wrong in the movies. They always come up alongside and slam the car. That's not what you do. You hit the rear tire with the tip of your car, and then you spin the car. Sometimes you'll see that LAPD and stuff doing that, although a lot of departments don't do that anymore. But they can even check the emergency brake cables and the adjustments, including the ABS codes and the systems as well. So keep your car and truck in healthy, happy shape for the next crisis. And you can do that at Perfection Auto Works. Give Mike a call, 323-8650, Perfection Auto Works. They're at 1046 North Beverly. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. I've had guys come in from North Dakota to stop by. I've seen guys bring in cars from California, Jags. I'm just told a neighbor of mine has got a Mercedes because we live out in the country. Bring it in to Mike. He'll take really good care of it. So that's really important to do because you never know when you're going to have to use your car for emergencies. We're going to talk about that with a guest. I think I'm going to have calling in Stephen Williford here in a little bit, who was the hero that stopped the church shooter. Not the last church shooting, but the church shooting a couple years ago back. But I do need you also to support the show. I need your funding to do that. So go to gogetfunding.com, gogetfunding.com, and contribute to the Prather Point. And you can read my book about border terror in my ebook, Chase, which is on Amazon. It's an ebook. You can read about my paper book on Amazon. It's Initiation, My Journey with an Apache Medicine Man. My perspective is also Native. And that is a pretty unique perspective. Like I say, we're all on a reservation today. And learn to defend yourself at my 30-year-long dojo, BujinkanUSA.com, or try my handgun class Wednesdays at warriorschool.com. We're 25th year for that. And defending ourselves because personal weaponry ensures personal freedom. That is essential. So, anyway, there's plenty of stuff there. You can always call into the chaplaincy at christchaplaincy.com. We do our 9 o'clock and our 1 o'clock always as well. So for local news, sad news this week, Master Sergeant Nathan Goodman, 36, of Hope Mills, North Carolina. I live there. That's at Fort Bragg. He was a Special Forces sergeant. And he was killed in a free fall accident up in Eloy. I never did free fall up in Eloy. I did it up at Marana, which is very near where my range is. But free fall can be real dangerous. Relative work, you know, you bump into somebody, you lose your stability, start rolling. And then even if you deploy your reserve, you get wrapped up in your reserve. And unfortunately, he was a veteran of more than 17 years and 8 deployments. And so that's kind of a story close to my heart because, of course, I served with Special Forces and did a lot of jumping. And real sad to die, but even sadder to die in training. But anyway, keep Sergeant Goodman and his family in your prayers, if you would. So that's the sad local news. And I'm going to have a guest and several callers on today. I hope, like I said, Stephen Williford, and not the Texas shooter from this last time, but about 2 years ago, 2017, he was the guy who grabbed the rifle and went out and then shot the shooter, killed about 26 churchgoers, and then jumped in a car with a cowboy. And that's also close to my heart because I kind of cowboy too. I don't have any cows, but I was just showing Kent there picture of me riding. I was riding this morning, had breakfast in the teepee with the family, and then riding. That was a lot of fun. But a lot more to cover today. And, of course, you know, it's impeachment. And I'm not really a political guy. I am an executive branch expert in that the executive branch has the military, federal law enforcement, and intelligence, and I worked extensively, decades in all of those areas, so I know them very well. From, you know, being a second lieutenant in the Army to being a branch chief of global operations at the Defense Intelligence Agency and a senior special agent, special operator with the Drug Enforcement Administration. Kent was just talking about watching Clear and Present Danger, and I said, well, I used to do that. It wasn't covert when I did it. That was snowcap operation, special operations with DEA, where we went down to Central and South America and interdicted cocaine labs, not covertly, but overtly. That was, we were in uniform, wore patches, we were with host nation, military, and police doing that. But anyway, coming up on the first break, and I will be back after this. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. On the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, just heard that our guest is not going to make it, so my apologies, but that's okay. That'll leave me more time to continue to go over the latest covert operation so by the Dems. So, you know, first of all politicians are like fish. They all start to stink after a little bit. I don't expect a lot out of them. I don't pay attention to a lot of them. I always, if it's an incumbent and a new person coming in, I prefer the new person coming in. You know, term limits and part-timers, I really prefer. If it's a civilian and a veteran, I definitely prefer the veteran. That said, you know, the rhinos love to lose and they don't want to do much. The Dems, though, are really about the deep state now, and they have really sold out to other countries because they have no agendas left. And, you know, they took credit for black rights, which is not true. That started with the Republicans. That started under Lincoln and all that. And there was a Senator Byrd was a Ku Klux Klan. both parties have been pretty hard on Native peoples. But Trump is now, I think, at seven tribes that he has given status to, although that's not necessarily the best thing for him. They really should not take federal money. But regardless, as 35 to 40% of the black vote and a large percentage of the Hispanic vote is coming up, Trump's doing great. Trump is making these career politicians look ridiculous, killing ISIS, passing the U.S. Mexican-Canada trade deal, beginning talks with North Korea, starting a phase one deal with China. These are all major game changers that, in my opinion, you could get the Nobel Peace Prize for. You know, remember, Obama got it for nothing, for just being half black and for getting elected. So what the Dems are then doing is, to get money, they have really sold themselves out. And that's really called espionage in the intelligence business, that if you give us a lot of money, then we'll give you influence. And that's what we see over and over. It's not that that hasn't happened on the right as well. It has, but it is much more common on the left. And they have infiltrated the intelligence community, which is CIA, NSA, NRO, National Reconnaissance Office. The big is not the CIA, it's the NSA. Say that's the big daddy. I know, I've been there, I've trained them, I've known them well. I had a blue community badge. For all you Intel guys out there, a blue community badge, you know, lets you go in anyway, anywhere, at any time. So when they have been doing this under the hysteria of the Obama administration, when they had House, they had Senate, they had the presidency, Obama came in. And I think Obama came in because Americans still are basically good-hearted people, and to make up for the sins of slavery and racism, elected a half-black, half-white, former Muslim, now Christian president. But really, Obama was a communist, a socialist. He was a created candidate. His records are still sealed. And he had no respect, you know. The birth certificate has never been proven. In fact, our Sheriff Arpaio, who used to be DEA a long time ago, and I know him, sent it to one of the best forensics criminal labs and said it wasn't. And there's plenty of data out there that's saying it wasn't. But if you say anything, then you're racist. I don't care, because I've already been called racist, misogynist, cultist, you name it. I've been called it. None of it's true, but they just want to label you. They want to self-censor you. So whenever I'm out of the restaurant, I start talking about this stuff. I talk very loudly and boldly because I don't care. And that's what they really want you to do. And don't do it. Don't self-censor. If you want to talk about politics, you know, I have liberal friends, believe it or not. That's fine. I respect their opinions. You know, especially in my dojo. I was just talking about this yesterday. There are certain people I won't respect, but I respect them. But anyway, that's how we have gotten to this. So the latest is, of course, they rushed this ridiculous impeachment through. The president said there was no problem. The president of Ukraine said that there was no quid pro quo. They got the money. They got the money on time. Of course, under Obama, no money, and Ukraine Friendship Pipeline taken over. Biden's on video saying quid pro quo, but... So now the latest breathless story is this Lev Parnas. And I guess he was on Rachel Maddow or something. And it's just like the cartoons where Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny are going like, shoot me now, shoot me now. No, take me home and shoot me in the face. And, you know, they just had on Michael Cohen, who was lying. I never went to Vienna. Wait, we thought you went to Vienna. They had on, and then Michael Avenatti, he was on CNN all over the place. And, he was in court for one of his many, charges, and the IRS came in and arrested him while he was in court. And he was the big latest expert who was going to even run for president. And the left was really excited about him. So now they're all excited about this Lev Parnas guy, but he's a complete liar. If you go back to November 13th, 2019, Adam Schiff's Great Hope, and this is, And again, Adam Schiff has a lot of ties to Burisma. And I'm going to get even more to Burisma. The intelligence community discovered that the Atlantic Council think tank has ties to Burisma Holdings, Ukrainian natural gas company, with Hunter and Joe Biden. And the staffer, Sean Misko, reportedly joined Schiff's team at the House Intelligence Committee the same month that the whistleblower's complaint was filed, after first reporting interacting with a Schiff staffer. Misko has also been described as being close friends with Eric Carmella. Eric Carmella is the famous whistleblower that nobody can say their name. Okay, although if they do witnesses, Eric Carmella, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden, they're all going to be, and Adam Schiff, they're all going to be there if they go ahead to that. But this is important. In 2017, Burisma signed a cooperative agreement with the council specifically to sponsor the Eurasia Center, where this guy is a fellow. And so this refers to Misko and Eager, who took an Atlantic Council organized trip to Ukraine in August, during which time he had meetings with the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, who was a key witness in the probe. So Burisma is a source of funding for the Atlantic Council. The other financing groups from the world of globalist elite include the Rockefeller Foundation, Google, and, wait for it, George Soros Open Society Foundations. And another one, Perkins Coie. That's the law firm that represented both Hillary and Clinton and the Democratic National Campaign, that reportedly helped them enlist the firm for CrowdStrike. And I'm going to get into that even more. So all of these guys know each other. And this is why on the call, Trump was going, hey, they say that these guys are bad guys and you might have the server. And they are scared to death because Pelosi, Biden, Romney, and one other I can't think of, I'm sure somebody will tell me in a second, all had children in Ukraine getting paid off. And so their latest breathless allegations is this Lev Parnas knew everything that was going on there, and he was working with Giuliani. And you know, by the way, I remember Times Square in New York before Giuliani. It was all porn theaters and pimps and prostitutes. I remember walking through there when I was a high schooler, a young black belt, and I was on high alert because it was just a terrible place. It wasn't anything like it is now. Giuliani cleaned it all up. And I remember that the movie stars were all against Giuliani for cleaning it up because they like crime. They like criminals. They like killing the unborn. They like killing the born. And we're going to get to that. They like taking guns. They like control and everything. Whatever they're accusing you of, they're doing. So anyway, this goes back to Parnas, who is now the breathless hope of the left, and it's not going to work out for him, just like Cohen didn't work out for him, just like Avenatti didn't work out for him, just like all the witnesses they brought up. I mean, how long do people listen to the left for lying? Let's go back to Obama. Shovel-ready jobs, shovel-ready jobs. Oh, there's no shovel-ready jobs. You get to keep your doctor. You get to keep your doctor. Oh, no doctor. Eric Holder, there's no Fast and Furious. There's no Fast and Furious. Oh, there's Fast and Furious. Benghazi was a video. Benghazi was a video. No, it wasn't. $600 million for six guys in Syria. So the lies just keep going. Comey, Brennan, Clapper have all been proven liars at this point. So back in November, Parnas told the New York Times that back in May, he told the Ukrainian government that unless the new Zelensky government opened an investigation into Hunter and Joe Biden, Rudy directed him in May of 2019 to call the president of Ukraine. But this was exposed by a Fox News reporter, John Roberts, confirmed that Les Parnas will be the Democrats' next surprise coming up. So there's nothing new here, and even Rush predicted that they would be bringing this guy out. But Ukrainian government official Serhiy Sheffer, the first aide to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, revealed that Democratic witness Lev Parnas lied about a meeting where he claimed he threatened to withhold military aid. This is not new, folks. This is old. Sheffer told Kiev Post, an English language Ukrainian newspaper, that the meeting between Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman was neither long nor informative. We said that we will gladly meet with him, but only officially after the inauguration, that there cannot and there can be no meeting now. The meeting took place before we started the job. We didn't get very deep into what their help would be. These were general words said over a cup of tea. We didn't perceive them as a representative of the White House. Even now, I don't understand what their role was. It was a meeting of private citizens with another private citizen. So all the breathless Rachel Maddow, and they're also talking about and surveillance of our ambassador or whatever. So got news for you. If you're working for the G, you can be surveilled. It can be for your safety as well. We're all being surveilled with our phones all the time anyway. So there's no there. And again, I'm not a politician. I'm not into the politics. But remember what the Dems are saying here, that Trump tried to influence the 2016 election with the Russians. Who was in charge of the intelligence community, the federal law enforcement, and the military in 2016? It was Obama was in charge. Obama let all this happen, not Trump. Trump wasn't in charge back then. Anyway, I'm trying to keep to my breaks today and coming up on the next break. So this is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. We'll be right back and I'll dive deep. And I got some groundbreaking stuff coming up right after this break. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, calling in at 520-790-2040. So thanks. Somebody, Kirk, John Kerry's kid is in there too. Lindsey Graham is involved in that with McCain too as well. But I think Lindsey Graham has flipped on that. But so remember, how I judge people now out in public is I'm like, so you do know that there is no evidence that the Russians hacked the DNC. And they're like, nope. And I'm talking about intelligence folks as well. There is no evidence of that. Okay. That came out when CrowdStrike was hired by the Democratic National Committee and they had their computers. And after it, the whatever happened, and again, this is probably Seth Rich who was murdered. And it was a thumb drive, and that's been proven by Bill Blinney and Montgomery through the NSA that it could not come out that way. CrowdStrike submitted a draft report that said maybe, perhaps, the Russians hacked the DNC. They never even signed the report because they know they're lying. The FBI never has gotten the computers. The NSA has never gotten the computers. So CrowdStrike has a founding member who was a Ukrainian. And so that's where all this comes. But a founding member of CrowdStrike is also a founding member of Area 1. Area 1 is now, as the impeachment heats up this past week, Area 1 has come out and said, oh, Burisma was hacked by the Russians. Burisma is the company that Joe and Hunter Biden did quid pro quo for and were being paid off on. And so now they're saying the Russians hacked Burisma. It's always the Russians. So for those of us who are paying attention, they don't even have any new lies. They're just repeating the same lies. And why are they doing this? It's the same reason why they're impeaching. It's the same reason why Nancy Pelosi is letting the, got to rush to impeachment. And oh, I'm going to sit on the impeachment. Oh, now we want impeachment. Trump's going to interfere with the 2020 election, but our impeachment of Trump is not going to interfere on his side with the 2020. But why are they looking so ridiculous? Because they're not trying to win elections. They don't think they're going to win elections. They're trying to stay out of jail because now we have a real attorney general. And Lev Parnas is saying that he talked with Bill Barr, too. Bill Barr, he came out and said, nope, haven't talked to him at all. So warning, danger, Will Robinson. I would not be calling Bill Barr a liar. That guy's playing fourth dimensional chess. He's the smartest guy in the room. You're making a big mistake. You're going to be in court someplace like Avenatti was, and they're going to come and cuff you up right there. But anyway, this Silicon Valley firm is saying these attacks were successful. And the paper claims that the hackers were searching for potentially embarrassing material against, wait for it, guess it. Who do you think the Russians were putting? Who do you think it was, Kent? Joe and Hunter Biden. Of course, the Russians. It's the Russians. They're planting potentially embarrassing information. Why? Well, it's just coincidence that now they might be being called as witnesses in the impeachment trial. And so now the Russians coincidentally just hacked Burisma and they're planting information. Yes. The Burisma hack was carried out by Russian GRU officials, which coincidentally were the same military officials supposedly hacked into DNC servers. And Blake Darche also happens to be the founding member of CrowdStrike. And he was now with Area 1. Oh, my gosh. How dumb do they think we are? So this is a total scam. This is totally ridiculous. And it just shows. But they've got to do something. All right. So because they're really desperate. But anyway, so that's the big story is it's the same story again. Just like the Mueller report is now the Ukraine thing is now the Mueller report. They're just repeating because they're desperate. Do they know they look ridiculous? Of course. I saw the picture of Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler and some other guy. They look like cartoon figures. They just look so stupid. And then they're walking the impeachment articles over there. Ridiculous. But anyway. Anyway, I mean, it's just like a cartoon. But Kirk, thanks for holding on to the phone, holding on for so long. You're very patient. Welcome to the show.
I was in rapt attention listening to your brilliant discourse, of which I agree. Great job summarizing a pretty complicated situation.
You know, I was thinking about when I was mentioning to pray for the fallen Green Beret up in Eloy. I remember you heroically cutting down. You were on a jump in Ohio, I think, with the SF National Guard, and a guy got caught in the wires and was burning, and you tied your knife to a stick and cut him down, saved his life, didn't you?
I and a couple of other guys, yep, saved the guy's life. He lived. He lost his arm, his right arm, but he was such a, I don't know if I can say the word bad, you know what, bad operator, that he became a, his son was a Boy Scout, and nobody would volunteer to be a lifeguard at the Boy Scout summer camp. So here, this one-armed Green Beret passed the Red Cross certification so he could be a lifeguard for his son's Boy Scout troop. That's how tough he was, even after losing his arm.
So he would not describe himself as a victim, huh?
No, he would not. No.
But you did tie your knife to a stick and cut him down while the chute was burning on the electric lines, right? I'm trying to tell you, to describe you as a hero, but
just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and just didn't. He was a great guy, and couldn't stand by just watching somebody burn.
No,
so
that's awesome.
We got
man.
Him down. Yeah, it was. But I don't.
I think I'll tell one of these every
that.
Time you call in. I think I'll tell. Like the last week, I said, remember that time when there was a hurricane and we were scuba diving, and I came up in the boat and I had to swim for the boat and I thought you guys drowned. And I think I'll tell a story every time you're on.
No, I'm going to tell a story about how much I trusted you because I let you throw a knife at me.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember that one. But, yeah,
and you did great. I'm here in one piece. Anyway, what I was calling about was, timely. manner and deception operations, just like Burisma. I think I would like to speak about what's going on in Richmond tomorrow, Richmond, Virginia.
Is it tomorrow or Wednesday?
I think it's tomorrow.
Wow.
I think it's the 20th on the lobby day, which is very interesting. It's a long tradition of citizens going to redress their grievances with their legislators at the Capitol in Virginia. And this is in a situation where it's post-Democratic victory in Virginia. They flipped both houses of their assembly, I believe it's called an assembly, and the governorship. And as soon as they seized power, they were trying to ram all these unconstitutional disarmament measures down the throats of people. And it woke up a lot of very complacent citizens. And they, it was like kicking over a hornet's nest. Well, Northern Virginia and D.C. and the Capitol may be in the hands of the liberal Democrats, but the hinterlands in Virginia is very conservative. So
that's where General Lee comes from. Those are all country boys that can shoot, fight, and ride.
That's exactly right. The old Appalachian, the Scotch and Irish rebels that lived in the hills, tough people.
So they're trying
yeah,
to the SB law that was going to take away and make illegal long guns, AR type, that did not pass. But the governor declared a state of emergency at the Capitol because they were saying that there was some evidence of a plot. Correct? And they were scared.
Yes.
And what we all think that's going to be is we think that that's going to be a false flag. So I think that that's really important because I've heard that the Antifa there is going to march alongside the Second Amendment guys, that they don't want to be disarmed either. But there's been an arrest of a Canadian guy who is supposedly coming through with some kind of white nationalist KKK thing. And that just looks that sounds so fake to me, too, because obviously he can't come up from the Mexican border because all of them coming up, they're wonderful. So it had to be a white guy coming.
I didn't think of that.
You didn't hear about that one?
No, yes, the Canadian I did, but that's a brilliant take. I didn't realize that. That's a good point. We can't point to a flaw of southern border insecurity, so they've got to come from the north.
Yeah, so so I think the answer, if anybody is listening to, is that you're going to have to, it's Martin Luther King Day tomorrow, and he took on Ahimsa, Mahatma Gandhi's enlightened nonviolent technique, because he knew the British had a conscience, and I think that they're going to have to employ that enlightened nonviolence tomorrow, even if it is bloody and expensive, to keep because I think there could definitely be a false flag in there. And again, you know, we're always talking about the Tree of Liberty, which must be watered with the blood of patriots. But that doesn't mean the blood of the bad guys. That means our sacrifice, our blood. I think that's the answer. What do you think?
Yes, of patriots and tyrants. And I agree. I'm hoping and praying that it's a peaceful, very victorious gathering of good citizens who love the Constitution, are law-abiding and peaceful. But if there is any violence, you can rest assured it's going to be triggered by the bad guys. That's going to be the Antifa types. What I'm concerned about is well-meaning people, like my Ranger buddy, is going there to protest. He's a retired colonel, a disabled vet, a good man, and he's going there because he loves the Constitution. But if he goes inside that enclosure, the governor is unlawfully, unconstitutionally ordered.
It's against the Virginia Constitution, by the way.
Absolutely.
Hold on, I got to take a final break. Paul, I know you're on the line, and I'm going to get to you after this as well. I thanks for waiting, but that is really important because we think there's going to be a false flag there as well. This is Jeff Prath on the Prather Point, back with you. Jeff Prath on the Prather Point, the Professional Work Studios. Paul, you're very patient. Welcome to the show. Thanks for waiting. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine. I'm enjoy your show. I'm really surprised that you don't have sponsors waiting in line
what's up with that?
Offers to be sponsors for your show. It's just surprising to me, but
I'll take donations.
Anyway, I'm retired to 05, and I have information, and I'm sure you do too, but when is it going to come out that all during Clinton's administration and the Obama administration, that all FBI raw files were given to the White House? And that's one reason that some of our judges and some of our congressmen are so cowardly about speaking up about anything.
Sir, I didn't know you were an 05. That's cool. I'm going to have a guy on the show from MENA who the Clintons tried to kill. There's lots of cover-up about the Clintons. He's a serial rapist or abuser or molester. And, of course, I didn't get to this either, but the Ukrainian oligarch has given $25 million to the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation, the FBI went in there a while back, flew out plane loads of documents. And, that is the question we're all waiting for. Are we going to restore our republic, or is it going to be a fallen republic where if you are the government, you get away with everything? If you're the Clintons, if you're the McCabes, if you're the Clappers, the Comeys, that you just get away with it. And then guys like Stone and Petraeus, who was a hero, and Flynn go to jail. That is really a really important question. But as to the show, I'm really controversial. I don't pull any punches. So, Mike Emery's real brave. I've had other sponsors. I'm talking to another gun store right now. But please give me some money at gogetfunding.com. Then I don't have to be beholden to hardly anybody but patriots. But, yeah, gogetfunding.com, put in a donation, or go to the, a veterans organization or something to keep the show on the air, because I am – coming up on needing more funding there. But hope that answers your questions. Thanks for the call, and thanks for waiting. SB, the Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia reserves the right to order a militia in different localities. So everybody is completely within their rights to do that. But SB 64, if it had passed, would criminalize. I'd be a criminal, because if you teach or demonstrate the use, application, or make of any firearm, explosive, or incendiary device, or assembles with the purpose of training with, practicing with, or instructing the use of any firearm, explosive, or incendiary device. So I would be illegal. Of course, I could still have been an abortion. So they are really trying to push this. And on the northern end of Virginia, that's the Beltway, and those are all the crazy people who think they're smarter than us, and they're not. But you get down south, right even towards Quantico, where the FBI is, and it's a Marine base there, spent lots of time there, and those are all country boys and girls, and that ain't going to fly. But thanks for the call there, Kirk and Paul. And Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, sir. Great show, and happy to be back on with you. But wanted to touch real quick. I think the point that you and Kurt had talked about Virginia being a possible false flag, I think has some merit. I think this is definitely something that if violence does break out, they will take advantage of the crisis, number one, to embarrass the president. Think about the timing with him going into the impeachment. They will just continue to try and stack emergencies, false perceptions on top of this whole thing. And after that, they have their push, their beta test could go live with actually what they want to accomplish, gun control, gun confiscation. And if you look at Governor, I think Northam is
his name.
Yeah,
that's the same guy who wanted to kill born babies,
exactly,
as well as unborn babies. Same guy.
Yep. So there's an incredible amount of, if you want to call it coincidence going on here, but symbolism as well. That area of the country was where the revolution started. And how did the revolution start with us? What were the British trying to do when they came over that the first shots were fired? Gun confiscation, taking arms away from the citizenry.
Yeah, so, the Paul Revere ride is who's coming. They're coming to take the guns. That's right. And Dave, really, and another veteran calling in, Dave, and Gulf War vet, and which really interesting. That I think there is a tie in there. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think the tie in is the impeachment case is so weak, and it makes them look weaker, and it helps the Republicans, and the funding just keeps coming up and everything. I think that it also, if they can create a false flag, that takes some heat off the story of the ridiculousness of the impeachment process. I think you're exactly right. And of course, these aren't coincidences. And of course, all these people are tied in. And if there are witnesses, then of course, you know, all this is going to come out. And Trump, you know, televising a televised event, these guys, you know, Nadler and Schiff and Pelosi, oh my God, Trump will slay them. On TV. I think you're exactly right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening.
Welcome, sir.
New Dave on the phone. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Yes, sir. There was talk that they were going to call up the Virginia National Guard to enforce these gun laws. And I served in the Virginia National Guard for 6 years. And I know those guys.
that ain't going to happen, right?
Unlawful order.
Here's what they don't understand, Dave. I know. No, go ahead. I'll say it after you say it. Go ahead, say it. Who's the guys with the guns, Dave?
The guys with the guns are the are the people that are actually in the National Guard.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they don't get.
And their friends.
That's exactly right. They're the police. They're the guards. They're the hillbillies, the rednecks, the Indians, the cowboys. Yeah, they're all inside the Beltway. You're exactly right. Go ahead.
That's it. Yeah, they would not obey that.
Now, that's so true. But again, they don't understand any of this. there's a great science fiction book I read that I love where the National Guard is back in Vermont these aliens love maple syrup. And they call the National Guard out, and the National Guard guys, you know the guys, and they're having breakfast together, and it's just not going to work. You know, who are you going to get to do this? The females in the pink hats, the vagina hats, or, you know, the Antifa, all the guys that have guns are just going to like, no, bro, ain't happening. Great point. Thanks for that call, Dave. I really appreciate it. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Oh, I feel real bad, taking up your valuable time here, but for tomorrow's thing going on there in Virginia, I'm hoping that everyone shows up armed from boot to hat and see if they can handle thousands and thousands of people armed boot to hat with to get in.
Well, I think they're going to I think they're going to be. There's a around the Capitol. There's a line where they're not supposed to be armed, and beyond that line, right, they can be armed. But again, taking a lesson from Martin Luther King, and especially from my perspective, about all the terrible betrayals and injustices done to natives and the killings and murders done, that the answer here is ahimsa. Is Mahatma Gandhi's enlightened on violence, and that you got to be brave enough to take the hit and not give in to and be. But I think everybody's very aware of it. From what I've seen, all the veterans, everybody are totally aware that this could be a false flag and that they're going to be very, very alert to that as well. But thanks for the call. I appreciate that.
We need you on for 2 hours. If I had a school or a class, whatever, you would be the homework assignment.
GoGetFunding.com. GoGetFunding.com. Trying to expand the show, though, but thanks. Mark Kirk, you're still here. Thanks for hanging on. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. I didn't want to pile on too much, but I love your tie-in with Martin Luther King Day, and I agree with your approach. The one thing that I think is very evil or dubious is that they are going to use Martin Luther King Day, the significant day, to paint patriots as racist and white supremacists and say that's why they're showing up. This is a total smear of patriots and constitution-loving Americans. I'm just with you that I hope they don't get suckered into violence. Let that be the province of the left.
Yeah, that they keep coming up with these. These guys are supposed to be making a white power sign or something, and it's just an okay symbol or whatever. But you know, it's like with the Border Patrol, they're all racist. You know, I have done so many cases with the Border Patrol. Here's a newsflash for you. Most of the Border Patrol are Hispanic. God,
that's right.
Ridiculous. And here's another newsflash for you guys. The most integrated part of America is the military. We've been integrated for a long time. We don't have the problem. It's you guys doing your projection on us. Oh my God. So true, you know, but they're just so stupid at this point. But I think, thanks for that, Ty, and I do appreciate that. And another reason I think that they will try and do a false flag is because it's coming out now with the FISA court, and I'm not really getting to this, but this is FISA Judge Rosemary Conyers' order. I mentioned this last show, was to destroy the surveillance data collected on or before March 17th, 2017. That's the date that the Hammer CIA wiretap was exposed by Trump, and the same day that Schiff held the meeting on Trump, on the Trump wiretap claim. So they're really afraid of that too. And Roberts, don't think Roberts is a good guy. Roberts hasn't done anything about this FISA court stuff at all. Robert let Obama take the oath wrong and then never did the oath correctly. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. I think Roberts is compromised. His decision in the Obamacare case was just inexplicable from a constitutional
And it's been overturned. It's been overturned in the lower court. Never, almost unheard of.
That's right. People say he's compromised because of a funky adoption, and I think they're holding that over his head.
I've heard that, too, because I'm adopted, too. But anyway, thanks for the great show. Okay. We'll be on with you next week. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Keep the faith. We are taking back our country.